Distinguished delegates and colleagues, I'm honored to present on behalf of Italy and together with Ireland the progress report on victim assistance for the period under review. I will go through introduction and the first two objectives before leaving the floor to my colleague. Patricia will present the remaining objectives, conclusions and recommendations. At the beginning of the year, 11 states parties were identified as having obligations under Article 5. The coordinators on victim assistance developed a work plan based on Action 4 of the Dubrovnik Action Plan adopted by the first review conference of state parties to the CCM in 2015. Action 4 of the DAP encouraged state parties with victim assistance obligations to strengthen national capacity, increase involvement of victims, share information, and provide support, assist, and cooperate. In drawing up and implementing the work plan, Ireland and Italy pursued the following main objectives: obtain information on progress in the implementation of VA obligation under the Convention, facilitating increased exchange of information on good practices and challenges in implementing VA obligations, increased coordination with victim assistance coordinators of the Anti-Personnel Mine Ban Convention and the Convention on Certain Conventional Weapons, as well as the Convention on the Rights of Persons with Disabilities. 4. Facilitating the dissemination of good practices also in the form of guidelines. The first objective, Action 4.1 of the DAP, outlines two specific time-bound commitments aimed at strengthening national capacities of state parties with obligation under Article 5 of the Convention, designating a victim assistance focal point by the end of 2016 and developing a national disability or victim assistance action plan by no later than the end of 2018. With the assistance of the ISU, the coordinators identified two state parties with obligations under Article 5 yet to inform of the designation of a victim assistance focal point, and 5 state parties yet to inform of the development of a national disability or victim assistance action plan. In early 2018, the coordinator wrote to these state parties requesting an update on progress towards their implementation of these commitments. No response was received to these requests. Information on the establishment of a national focal point and on the development of a national action plan that was derived from national reports and through direct communications between the coordinators and the states concerned is contained in the Geneva Progress Report. As far as the second objective is concerned, the coordinators' continued efforts to facilitate increased information exchange among states' parties on the implementation of Article 5 obligations, in order to identify good practices as possible useful resources for other parties and provide a platform to share information on challenges and assistance needs. In early 2018, they wrote to 6 parties, inviting them to share information on priorities, challenges, and good practices in implementing Article 5 obligation. One state party, Lebanon, replied to this information request. Additional information was gathered through informal meetings of the Article 5 coordinators with representatives of 2 more state parties in the margins of the National Mine Action Directors meeting of February 2018. These exchanges permitted to identify challenges relating to the following aspects: completing victim service due to insufficient resources and or inaccessibility of parts of the territory, data disaggregation by age and gender, lacking medical structures, insufficient or low quality medical equipment and materials, inadequate resources to provide socioeconomic support, coordination among relevant ministries, agencies, vertical cooperation across national, regional and local levels of governance and policy making, and horizontal cooperation among federal, regional, local authorities in harmonizing data collection, provision of services and inclusion. More generally, it was confirmed that security, long-term financial and other resources for victim assistance, especially with regards to rehabilitation, psychological, social and economic support, remains very difficult for affected countries. Broadly speaking, in the framework of the CCM and other related conventions, the level of international assistance dedicated to victim assistance represents a very small percentage of the total mine action funding, falling far short of recipient needs. I will now give the floor to Ireland for recipient.